Praise God.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. Today, I'm glad that you all were able to tune in as we begin the first and second part of this series that I want to do now, and it's called No Peace, No Power, K-N-O-W Peace, No Peace, then you're no power. But if you have no peace, which is no God, then you have no power, N-O power. Yes, today, yes, we want to talk about that. When you do not know God, when you have been rejected, or when you have rejected the things of God, then you find yourself being powerless to be able to fight against the enemy, standing saying that you're going to have on the clothes of warfare, the breastplate of righteousness, and the helmet of salvation. Your feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace, and having on the sword and the shield, you know, which is the word of God, and you put yourself in a place where you have become defenseless when you do not know God, when you have no God, when you have no peace, you have no power, when you do not know where you stand with God, when you've been called to do certain things with God, but you ignore the call, you ignore the power, you ignore the peace, you ignore the presence of God. There are so many things that we can talk about that go into knowing God and not knowing Him versus not knowing Him. And Jesus and the Lord wants us to be able to understand that these are the last days and times, not the last hours, but the last days and times. And He's fighting, a war for us in the heaven realm, in the spiritual realm, that Jesus is, combating and against the enemy, who is a false accuser of the brethren daily, who has been trying to, rectify himself and clarify himself to God. Jesus telling him that, look, they're out of order. They're not right. There is nothing happening good down there. So therefore, Jesus, they're not with you, but they are against you, and they are fighting on my side. But hey, I hear the Holy Ghost, the devil is a liar. Jesus and the father of all lies. Lord, I praise God because He is sending down Holy Ghost warring and ministering angels to the people of God to show them what it is that He has in store and has in place for us to be able to fight against the hands and the attack of the enemy. Jesus, come on, do all. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your awesome wonder. We thank you for being so good and being so God. We appreciate you for your longevity of life and, hope and health and strength. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our guide, our comforter, our keeper. Lord, we bless your name as we fast and pray and keep our mind and hearts prayed and stayed on thee. And we know that thou will keep us in perfect peace because we trust in you, because you are our strength. You are our Jah. You are our Jehovah and our Redeemer. So for these things, God, we honor you. We bless your name, God. We plaster your name over our minds and in our hearts. We, bless you for infesting us with your Holy Ghost power and overtaking us and overcharging us with the things of you, God. Lord, we pray that you continually, God, be on our side, God, as we lean on you and depend in you, God, and trust in you, God. Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Jesus, for turning everything that we do in vain, from shame, God, from blessing to blessing your name. Lord, we just come before you, Lord, as humble as we know how. Beseeching your throne of glory and grace. For the victory, for the triumph of God, that you have already put in place for us, God. Lord, we thank you and we honor you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you thanks. We bless you that you will bless us to be so mindful of all things concerning you. Bless God and amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in today, Lord Jesus. We're talking about knowing God to have the power. And if you do not know him, you do not have the power. You do not have the peace. We're going to run down the line. Jesus, from the word today, we want to help you out in the book of Hosea. And we're going to be coming from the book of Isaiah. My God. two of the greatest prophets in the Bible, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we want to begin in Hosea, the fourth chapter, beginning at the fourth verse. He said, "You let no man strive, yet let no man strive, nor reprove another. For thy people are as, oh God, they that strive with the priests. Therefore, verse 5, shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night. And I will destroy thy mother." But here it is, verse 6. "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I also will reject them," or thee, "that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget thy children." Lord Jesus. Now let's go back over here, because we understand that, the Lord God himself, he's descending from heaven with a shout. He's blessing us even now. He said, "Look, I'm going to change the course of action as to how you change the course of your action, Lord Jesus." He said, "Let me back up and let y'all see what I'm doing. I'm looking on and I'm paying attention to what's going on in the spiritual realm on the earth, Lord Jesus. Satan has tried to send down some truths and some commands out to the people against the people of God. They would not be able to focus and fully function, in the order of God, Jesus. But God said, "I have secured my people, my God." That's why he said it so very well, when Jesus was talking to the disciples. He said, in the end, many shall be deceived in that day. He said, but the very elect of God, if it were possible, they would be deceived. But God said, no. I have set something in order for my people, securing their, watch, securing their stand, securing and fortifying them as a brazen wall. I'm setting something in order, a defense and an ambush against the enemy that will cause an attack so heinous, so profound, that the enemy will turn and tuck tail and run. Jesus, so we go over to, Isaiah, back to the book of Isaiah, the 66th book of the vision of Isaiah, where he said in the ninth verse, he said, "I'm going to show you how I'm going to change it around for you, my God." Jesus, he said, "I'm turning it over. I'm turning over the plan, from the hand of the enemy, Jesus, to my people so they will see the strategy that I have in place even for them." My God, verse 9, books of God, Isaiah 66, the chapter of Isaiah, verse 9, he said, "Shall I bring to the birth? And not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God?" Verse 10, "Rejoice, my God, ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck, and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that ye may look out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace, to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be born upon her side, and be dandled," Jesus, "upon her knees, as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the land and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemy." Wow. See, we can just say, "Yay, my God, nah, because the enemy thought that he had us, but because I know God is working it out for me, then that means my mind is steadfast and stuck on the Lord, because, the Lord has pleasure in prospering me and blessing me, because I know the Lord will make a way for me some way, somehow. Oh, yes, He will, my God. He said, I'm God, if you beat the iron, that sharpens iron. I'm trying to show you how it is that if you would know what I am with you, my God, then you would know that you have the peace and the power of God. Check it, Jesus. If you would know how it is that I'm working in your midst, oh God, then hell and destruction, oh God, should never be, oh God, satisfied and full, but it will stop in your life and you would not go to that place. God help me. Oh, riches are not forever. That's what he's saying. He said there are some things that you'll set your heart and mind on concerning being rich and being, oh God, so prosperous that, oh God, yeah, I understand you want to live in the lap of luxury and that you don't want to ever have to go through anything. But I believe the Bible said, just like this, he said, if ye live godly, you must suffer persecution for righteousness' sake. There are some things that we have to do for the sake and the righteousness of God. Oh, God, and a lot of us have forgotten to be attitudes of the Lord, Lord Jesus. And oh, God, we feel like, oh, we just want to go on the flower bed of Eve, but, well, a lot of us don't know God. So, in not knowing him, he said, if you reject me, if you turn away from me, I would turn away from you. Oh, God, I believe Jesus said, oh, God, they will, and Paul said they will be turned over to a reprobated mind. Oh, God, he said so very well. He said, because of their actions, I will. Thank you, God. But I know the Lord, and I always set him before me, as David said, behind me and before me. Oh, God, Jesus, because I needed goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. I believe the Bible now in the New Testament, Jesus said, grace and mercy, my God, because Paul said it so very well. He said, his grace is sufficient. He said, I have become acquainted with the things of God. My Jesus, I have gained myself to know, as Solomon said, I've given myself to know the knowledge of God, to know the wisdom of God. He said, yes, it has become vanity and vexation unto me after I have learned of the things of God. There are some places that I knew that I shouldn't have been walking, but now, oh God, I see my faults. I see my downfall. I see the things that I have done that caused me to want to come back to a place of repentance and correct some things that were, oh God, incorrect in my life, some things that were mishandled in my life. Jesus, oh God, help me. Yes, yes, yes. I've been having children out of wedlock. Let me bring it closer to home. Oh God, we've been having children out of wedlock when I know that I should have waited until I was married, Lord God, Jesus, or I found a mate or got a mate or a spouse who really wasn't mine, but that's the one who I just somehow have happily, I said it like this, have fallen in love with or falling for. Oh God, it really, it wasn't in love. I've fallen in lust with. My God, help me today, Jesus, because if I'm in lust with you, the lust part will not last. Oh God, help me. Well, I bring it to you like this. Jesus, if I fell in lust with you, oh God, or should I say, if I fell in love with you, it was a mistake anyway, because if you fall in doing something, oh God, Jesus, then it really was contrary to the will, the work, and the way in the word of God, because he said, we don't fall in nothing concerning the love of God, because that is a mistake. Oh God, you choose to walk in love with God, my God, and that is the makeup of God, not the mistake up of God. Oh God, you get it. Yes, Lord, because if I fall for you, good God, if I fall for God, oh Jesus, then I mean, I was looking for something that was superficial, my God, because I only wanted God to be a butler or a, oh God, maid of some kind or some type of sugar daddy or sugar mama for me, because it's something that I wanted from them. Oh God, I didn't need them for the rest of my life. I only needed them for a season in my life. You caught it. Yeah, okay, you get it. Yes, Lord. So therefore, when I lust after the things of God, meaning I lust after the things of the flesh, really, because it becomes a superficial frill and thrill. Oh God, but see, God said, I have grafted you in. I have drafted you in. I have grafted you in. I have drafted you in. I have called you into a place of intimacy with me. Then if you're into the holiest of holies, if you're hid up under the hand or in the shadow or in my pavilion of the Almighty, my God, you are preserved and cared for, my God. You are comforted. You are mourned, oh God, for you are blessed in the way you are kept in perfect peace because you trust in me, my God. You look to the hill for what's coming, your help, because you know your help coming from the Lord, my God. Not just for a season, not just momentarily, but for a life time. All right, God, today, help me, Jesus. See, that's why, oh, God, the king was able to tell Nehemiah. He said, hold up, why are you so sad? Why is your countenance so dropped within you? He said, lift up your head, my God, round about yourself. Get your mind together, oh, God. The strength of God is your peace, oh, God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to understand, my God, if you know God in the intimate place in life, my God, then you know that you can call on him at any given time, and he will be there to answer and rescue you, my God. He may not come when you want him, but he's going to be there right on time, Jesus, because time is an element or a spirit that God stands on to tell them whether to start or to stop. God, I guess it got a little deep for you, but you got to understand, if you know God, the K-N-O-W God, and not the N-O God, thank you, Jesus, then you will know, oh God, you will understand how he operates. Not only that, God understands how you operate. My God, David said it so very well. Psalms 11, chapter 16, verse, in thy presence, he said, I'm sorry, thou wilt show me, oh God, the path of life. And in thy presence is what fullness of joy, and that thy pleasure, the right hand, I'm sorry, are pleasures forevermore. Then David got bold enough to even say, oh God, Jesus, he's leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But how can God lead you if you don't know him? Oh, Jesus. How can he guide you anywhere if you don't know him? How can you say you got the blood, but you don't have the name? Oh, God, I know it got a little deep right there, but it's okay. Yes, Lord. Huh? The name and the blood are synonymous. So he said, as many as call upon me, the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Well, how can I call you my husband? How can I call you my wife? How can I call you my spouse if I don't spend time with you, oh God? If I didn't get intimate with you, my God, if I didn't spend time with you trying to find out and know the things about you, if we didn't never date, if we never, you know, collected data, that's what it means, oh God, if we never had a real courtship, if we never got to the place where, oh God, I know this bothers him or that bothers her, I know that this moves him or this moves her. Oh God, if I never knew what was going on with your life, how can I stand and say, I can vouch for them or I can pass up for them because I know that they, oh God, are this way or they are that way. So God said, look, I need to know that you know where I am with your life. Like God, he said, I know you because the very hairs on your head I nipped. Oh God, and then the problem is, like Jeremiah said in the 8th chapter, oh God, verse 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 15. He said, you got to understand what happened is they got to a place where they wanted God from the jump, but the things of God are just what they wanted. They didn't want God himself. That's why they said, God said, Jesus, keep your hand up on me, that no evil will not harm me. Okay, that's fine. But God, they never say, Lord, look into my life and find out where I am, because the face of God is more powerful than the hand of God. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Huh? So you have to understand, God, while you're going with God, while you're growing with God, while you're knowing God, while you're acknowledging him in all of your ways, letting him direct your path through the Spirit that he has given us on the earth. Oh, God, then you get more intimate with God. You know where he is. He's tracing you, and you can trace him back because he has infested his Spirit down on the inside of your soul, my God. He has infested his Spirit in your heart. He has infested his Spirit to guide you and to comfort you, to keep you and to watch you in every area of your life. Either because you have a relationship with God. I know the peace of God, so therefore I have the power of God. And the power of God is the word of God. And the word of God causes things to happen or not to happen in my life, my Jesus. That's why he said, oh God, thy word, oh God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Oh God, thy word will come forward or come to pass as it springs up in the situation that comes in to my life, my Jesus. So therefore, I ain't always got to call on you. I need to call on the word, my God. And the word is what's going to bring down the wall, my God. Jesus, so that's what happened with Joshua. Okay, I'll backtrack a little bit. So Joshua had to march around the wall. Oh, God, 6 times. And on the 7th time, Jesus, they shouted, oh, glory to God. So when they shouted, the wall came down. The wall, oh, God, was destroyed. Thank you, Lord God, because, oh, God, it could not stand against the voice.
seas are parting for me. The trees are clapping for me. The desert is, oh God, moving out the way for me. Oh God, all of your dry places are going to be laid to waste, and all of the dry places are going to be wet again, my God. There are going to be things blooming in the desert for you. Oh God, you know how dry the desert is. Most of y'all have been to Arizona, have been to Phoenix. Most of y'all have been to, oh God, LA, have been to California. Most of y'all have been to Las Vegas. Y'all know how dry it is out there, but God said, I'll send a rain, my God. I'll send a rain so profound and so powerful through here. Everything will start growing in your life, Jesus. Oh God, but you got to speak the word. And the word of God will bring forth things to fruition, bring things forth, bring things, oh God, and make them nothing, something out of nothing, my God. And God said, I'm giving you the power. Thank you, Jesus, because now you stand up for me, my righteous cause, because now you're able to be delivered. Now, anything that were once dry in your life, now you, oh God, can bring stuff up and build things up through the word of God, because you spoke to the atmosphere and commanded these things to be done in the heaven. Oh God, he told you whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So when you bind up the things that the devil is trying to do in your mind to discombobulate you, to make you feel frustrated, to make you feel, oh God, lack or insufficient in your life. Oh God, to make you feel lack of confidence, or, oh God, lack of self-esteem. Oh God, watch this, or even lack of self-control. Oh God, I bind the devil in the name of Christ Jesus. Why? Because Jesus, I have the power to fight the enemy. Oh God, God has wet my voice. Thank you, Jesus, that I may reign forever. Because he said, if I suffer with him just a little while, my God, he said, I'm going to reign with him. Oh Jesus, and because I'm reigning with God now. Thank you, Lord God. Every time I turn around, I know that the Lord is blessing me. Every time I look to the north, the south, the east, and the west, I know the Lord is blessing me in a revolving door of miracles, in a revolving door of blessing. Every time I look around, oh God, I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed. I don't hang around cursed people. Don't touch it. I don't hang around nobody who can't do nothing for me. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, I don't hang around nobody who's not beneficial to my life. I don't hang around people that are unconducive to my life. No, God, the Bible said it like this. They're like weeds. Flowers amongst weeds. Oh, God, if you hang around the weeds long enough, thank you, God, and they're too strong for you, they'll snuff you out. Oh, God, you're like a wolf, huh? Oh, God, sheep sitting among wolves. I don't hang around, oh, God, wolfy people. Thank you, God. People who are, you know, thank you, God, sheep, oh God, wolves and sheep clothing. Oh God, God has given me the spirit to discern and to see what it is that the devil is trying to do. I move myself from that place, move myself from this place. Why did he still tell me to move? Because he said, come out from among them, and be separated. Thank you, God, Jesus, and I will receive you again unto myself, my God. I will bless you and show you the way of life. I will give you, oh God, thank you, oh God, the ways and the laws that I want you to walk in. Thank you, God. Oh God, I hold fast to the promises of God. Thank you, God. The transitioning of God. I hold fast, oh God, to the move and the laws of God and the traditions of God. Why? Because God's word is pure. God's word is true. God's word is right. His law will forever cover me and keep me. Oh God, if I contend with the law, thank you, God. Jesus, but the devil, oh God, somehow has come up to the Father and want to lie and tell me something. Well, you know, he didn't do this today, or she didn't do that today. Oh God, they didn't praise you like they said they were going to do today. They didn't worship you. They didn't magnify your name. Oh God, but God is, it's okay. You are just a fool. They still gonna do it, my God. He said, just like Job held fast to his integrity. Unlike you, they still holding on. Thank you, Jesus. And because I see my son, my daughter holding on, because I see my child holding on, my God, I'm gonna give them some extra added strength to profit them a little bit further, to go a long, long, long the way. Thank you, Jesus. Don't get mad. It's okay. I understand. You're a fool anyway, so you're gonna stay mad. Oh God, but you can blame with them if you want to. You can count them out if you want to. I've already counted them in, my God, because their names are already written in the book of the Lamb's book, I'm sorry, of life, my God. Jesus, because they have the blood smeared over them, huh? Whatever you're talking about, it really doesn't mean anything to me anyway. My God, Jesus, so they have the comforting blood, the all God, comfort, all God, compassionate blood. Thank you, God. The compassionate blood. Yes, Lord. Jesus, the healing blood, huh? The rejoicing blood, my God, the praising blood, the worshiping blood. on top of them. Why? Because they have counted themselves to be accordance with me, my God. So because they are in accordance with me, they have been lined up in alignment with me, my God. Everything you're saying about them, you're saying about me. So I would rather you just go on back to hell for when you came before I do something to you, devil, Satan, Lucifer, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, you ought to understand. God is standing on our side, and God is providing the things that we need, my God. Why? Because, Jesus, we called ourselves to be in a place with God, my God, to know him so that we may know the power of the suffering of his fellowship, my God, so we may know how he is and how he knows us, so he will know how we are. Oh, God, well, if we walk in this, we get criticized and, oh, God, publicized and put down and ridiculed and ostracized by the things of the enemy. Oh, God, God said, I'm giving you the power to stand, therefore having all to do to stand, my God. I've given you liberty to fight the good fight of faith, my God, to stand in the place of peace with me, my God. I'm giving you the liberty to stand, oh, God, to fight against the hands of the enemy. He said, now, come on now, run the race with patience that's set before you. Don't overgo yourself. Don't undergo yourself. Don't back up from this. You answered the call. You told me that you're going to be the man, the woman of God that I need you to be in these last and evil days. I need you to stand. And if you can't do it on your own, which I know you can't, thank you, Jesus. I know the spirit is willing, but the flesh gets weak. All you got to do is call on my name, my God. And as you call on my name, I will infest you and infuse you with my power. I will bless you, oh God, in your going out and your coming in, your downsetting and your uprising. I will continue to bless you, oh God, in the way that you should go. All you got to do is look unto me, oh God, and call unto me, and I will answer you in the time accepted, in the time of your need. Thank you, Jesus. I know you feel like, well, God, I should have been. Well, it's not about no you or this ad thing that you're working on. It's about me and you. It's about us. It's about the Father which is in heaven. Hallowed be my name and not yours, my God, because my kingdom should be the one you should be more worried about, concerned about, than the one you're trying to walk around in and down there. Thank you, God. Oh, God. So that's why I say I'm the one who's going to bless you with from the bread of heaven, my God. I'm going to bless you with the manna from heaven. I'm going to let you drink from this fountain, which you would never run thirsty and dry again, my God. Oh, God, I'm going to bless you. Yes, Lord, indeed, my God. I'm going to keep my hand and my face in your situation so I can tell you which way to you should go, so I can bless you in the way that you will go. My God, Jesus, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. That's why David said it so well. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh God, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoring my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of a lie on my job. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of a lie from the doctor report. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow, oh God, oh Jesus, of my children being retarded and acting stupid in school. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of my husband acting crazy sometimes. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of my wife acting, oh God, childish and stupid sometimes. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of my church acting retarded like they're just out of control sometimes. But it's okay. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Hey, but I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. Ooh, his rod and his staff, his word, his comfort in me. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. He's preparing the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He's anointing my head with oil. My God, today, Jesus. So everything trying to grab onto me, it's got to slip off me. Good God. Jesus, he's anointing my head with oil. My God, my cup is running over. Yes, Lord, goodness and mercy, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. My God, Jesus, so God is blessing us to know him in the way, oh God, of peace, so we can know him in the way of power. Jesus, he said, the wicked are like the wave of the sea, tossed and driven, with no tempest. Oh God, they don't know which way they're going. The enemy's coming up at us as every way he possibly can. ISIS and the folks over in Sudan, the folks over there, the Pakistan, the Taliban, and all them old folks, they don't even know. Good God, that every time that you, oh God, mess with a child of God, Jesus, he's going to turn it around and break it down just for us. Good God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that everybody be comforted and all shall be well. My God. And as we leave this sermon and this session, oh God, on the phone this time, I pray that you will be blessed and comforted through the peace and the grace and the glory of God, and that everything will be all right until we meet again. God bless you. I'm Evangelist William Foster. I love you, and I pray the peace of God be on your life.
God bless you. Goodbye.